Come on. Come on.
Pleasant, good Sunday morning to you. 7 minutes after the hour, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, the Anointed One, as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank you, and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. As we worship and give God all the praise on this Sunday, June the 25th, 2023, thanking God for His grace, His mercy, His love, His kindness, and He is our provider. And if you need the Lord today, it's a good time to ask the Lord to come your way. And if He haven't came your way this week, then go ahead and ask Him to come on in. And you know, if you reach out, if you just make that step, you make that effort, you make that sincere commitment from your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and you want Him in your heart and in your life on a daily basis, not just sometime, but all the time, then it's a good time to do that. And we are right here to reach out to you, and you can call us anytime during the broadcast at 347-215-8049 if you need prayer or if you need a direction in a way that you have been believing God to direct you in the right pathway to a church that is a word church, then we can pray and agree with you, touching and agreeing that God will allow you to receive that blessing. So those of you, again, you can call in right here at the NFI Radio Gospel Network. You can join us on our website, nfiradio.com, or you can join us on Facebook Live. Simply go to NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right, that was the sound of Pastor John P. Key out of Charlotte, North Carolina, in the Community Mass Choir. We've got more just like that coming your way. Let's continue with more music right here from the NFI Studios, 8 minutes after the hour, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Very pleasant. Good Sunday morning.
Children, while I'm standing here tonight, I just want to tell you that I'm just a little tired. Also, you find me just a little bit weary. But I don't mind getting weary for Jesus. I've got the song on here. Until the Lord calls me home. Where the morning they tell me it's so bright. Someday.
Oh, in the prayer.
Where is power, wonder working power, in the wonderful blood of the Lamb? Talking about Jesus Christ, 20 minutes after the hour, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the sounds of the sensational Nightingales out of Durham, North Carolina. And many of you know Brother JoJo Wallace, who is the lead guitar player, and he's still singing along with them. They've been singing for numerous of years, and to God be the glory, they're still going forward. Want to thank you again for locking in. For those of you just joining us, we are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. You can join us on our website, nfiradio.com.
for the grace he imparts, so rich and free, never fail me yet. He has been my strength from day to day. Here in his presence, I can live and say, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
thank you, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. His grace shall always be
in my
mouth, in Jesus Christ, the risen Savior, prophet, priest, and king. The firstborn of a new creation, he's heir of all things. Behold the Jesus, death, hell, and the grave. It's not Muhammad, it's not Buddha, but it's through him all men can be saved.
Hallelujah.
Church, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 His praise will always be in my mind. I will praise him in the morning, praise him in the noonday, praise him when the sun.
In your heart to fill your mouth continually with praises to God, and that you should learn to walk every day in the life of praising God. For walking in the praise life is walking in victory. If I was you, I wouldn't let a day go by that I wouldn't lift my voice and praise to the Lord. His praise ought to continually be in your mouth. And also, wait a minute, one more thing. Praising God is being a doer of the word, according to James 1:22. The Bible says that the doer of the word shall be blessed in his deeds. Praising God allows him to turn your weaknesses into strength and your failures into triumph. It's up to you. It's not up to God, because God already sent Jesus to defeat the enemy. Satan is a defeated foe. So come on, lift your hands right now.
Hallelujah. In the morning, pray. In the noonday, pray.
Right at the bottom of the hour, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful Sunday morning, June the 25th, 2023. And thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. That's my good friend, as Brother Donnie Hopper in the New Jersey Mass Choir. And many of you remember that song, right? And some of you are wondering, where is Brother Donnie at, huh? Well, Donnie's doing fine. Definitely still doing music. I know you haven't heard that voice in a long time, but I can promise you we're going to play more of him right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I want to thank all of you for your phone calls, your emails as well, and those of you that we see across around the cities and the states. We thank you for all of your love and kindness to let us know that you're catching the wave. We'll be right back with more of the very best in gospel music right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Good morning to you.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Everybody gathered where the river runs wider at the edge of town to see if that Eddie Lee Vaughn baptism was really gonna go down. Folks bet hard-earned money that water wouldn't change a thing. They set the odds at 100 to 1 his soul would never come clean.
Then the preacher said, people, take a moment or two. There's something we need to do. Pray for the fish. They won't know what's coming when the sand starts rolling off like a hymn. Lord, be with them. They ain't done nothing. Please, won't you leave them just a little bit of room to swim? Pray for the fish. Well, the preacher ducked him under that cool, clear water. Then he did it again. Eddie came up yelling, Lord in heaven, hallelujah, I'm a brand new man. Well, the water got to bubbling, sky got to rumbling, and the thunder backed up the choir. The fish started jumping, it was like they were swimming in a lake of fire. Then Eddie's mama stepped out of the crowd and started yelling out loud, pray for the fish. They won't know what's coming when the sand starts rolling off like a hymn. Lord, be with them. They ain't done nothing. Please, won't you leave them just a little bit of room to swim? Pray for the fish. He said, everybody cross your fingers, fold your hands. Pray for old Eddie, but before we say amen, pray for the fish. Lord, be with them. They ain't done nothing. Please, won't you leave them just a little bit of room to swim? Pray for the fish. Lord, pray for the fish.
A.M. Eastern Standard Time. That's the sounds of Randy Travis. Pray for the fish, huh? Pray for the fish. How many of you do you like to eat fish? Okay, all right. Whether you fried or baked, it's still good, right? All right, well, look, we're having a great time thus far here from the NFI studios, and I pray that your morning has gone well thus far. Once again, we certainly thank all of you around the world to let us know that you're catching the wave right here Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Again, our website, nfiradio.com. Good morning to you. You're catching the wave.
Prayer can fix it for you.
the sounds of LaShawn Pace Rose. Now just keep on praying, huh? Matter of fact, it's a good time for us to go into prayer. Don't you believe that it's a good time to go into prayer this morning? I believe that somebody's believing God for a miracle, and those of you that's lying on your bed of affliction, I want you to join in with us and let us pray. Most heavenly, everlasting God, we come before you on this Sunday, June the 25th, 2023. Thanking you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who is alive and well. And because of your grace and your mercy, you have allowed us to see a new day. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what you are about to reveal to mankind on this Sunday morning. Lord, we pray, God, that you will keep our mind at perfect peace. Cover us under the blood, O God. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, even in the midnight hours, when we're on our daily journey out and about in the communities, around on the highway. Lord, protect us, place a shield around us to keep us covered in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for a new day. We thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. And many of us today are dealing with issues that our activities of our limbs are functioning properly, and some of us are dealing with situations that all of them are not functioning properly. Whether we're dealing with arthritis, tuberculosis, high blood pressure, diabetes, whatever the symptom may be, God, we know that you can remove that right now in the name of Jesus. So we ask you, God, to hear thy prayer, and those that are dealing with these issues and others upon their body, God, we pray that your hand will touch that area right now in the name of Jesus that's been hindering them to be delivered. And we speak to that spirit right now to go remove them from the precious name of Jesus. Remove them right now in the name of Jesus. Remove that spirit, that organ right now has hindered them for numerous of years. No longer shall it bind them and keep them in bondage and hold them in that area, that they shall be free in the name of Jesus, that every organ will begin to operate and function properly. God, we speak it right now in existence in the name of Jesus, for the blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus, we speak life to their spirit, that they shall live and not die, that they are the head and not the tail. And even right now, God, that whatever the enemy had pre-planned to attack them with, no longer shall it manifest, because we rebuke that spirit right now and command it to go in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. You have no authority upon them, nowhere upon their body, because the power of the Holy Ghost is covering them in Jesus' name. We thank you right now, giving you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for healing them and delivering them in their situation. For many right now, God, are dealing with financial issues. They are believing right now, God, that somebody, somewhere, will be able to be a blessing to them, to deliver them out of their finances that they have gotten into and been believing and praying because of their job they no longer have. We thank you right now for healing them and setting them free and delivering them in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen, amen, amen.
Whoa, I don't know about you, but
I can't shout for joy because
I've been born again.
5 minutes before the hour of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the sounds of Brother James Bigram. Here's the sounds of Pastor Tim Rogers. Jesus is real. Very pleasant. Good Sunday morning to you.
I know the Lord. He's real to me. I know the Lord, He's real to me. Sometimes when I'm feeling down, yeah, no one around, Jesus is a friend I have found. Ooh.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The Anointed One.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase Fellowship Inspired.
Showcase Fellowship Inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Hallelujah.
Come on, make some noise all over the house if you believe the Lord's going to do it.
Yes, Lord. We have come to you this day, trusting all we have to face. Fear has tried to cloud our thoughts. Recall to us, Lord, who you are. Send a reminder. Send a reminder. Send a reminder. Oh.
33. see fulfilled. On the cross at Calvary, his blood for man was spilled.
The sky was black as midnight, but beneath the darkened moon,
voices rang and angels sang, dancing round the tomb.
The sun's gonna rise and shine. He'll take away the keys of death. The grave will lose its bind. Hell will be defeated in 3 days of time.
On resurrection morning, the sun's gonna rise and shine.
It's been 2,000 years, but the story's still the same. For those who will believe in him and call upon his name, the sun's gonna rise and shine. Heal the sick, raise the dead, the savior of mankind. The day will soon be dawning, will be the end of time. King of kings, Lord of lords, the sun's gonna rise and shine. Jesus, Son of glory, will save your soul and mine.
Brother, are you ready?
The sun's gonna rise and shine.
13 minutes after the hour, the sun is going to rise and shine. And I don't know if it's risen in your area that you are in this morning, but look, it's going to rise and shine. You know, he give us rain, he give us sunshine, and look, he give us clouds as well. So look, he's just a blessing to everybody. Some people love to see the rain, and some love to see the sun, and some love to see the clouds, but either way, it's just a blessing to see it all. Come on, somebody. Help me, Holy Spirit. To God be the glory. You're catching the wave right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. I'm your host, the Anointed One. And look, those of you, I don't know if you are aware, but we do have a NFI television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m., to 5 o'clock p.m., 1 hour of the very best in gospel videos around the world, the old and new, and it's all just for you, quartet, as well as contemporary gospel videos, and who knows, you may even see someone you know in your city. So look, join us every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on Channel 25, and if you are out of state, you can live stream us on your computer, or you can live stream us off of your mobile phone, and you can also live stream us if you have a smart TV. And by doing that, you can join us, live stream us, that's DeKalb25.com. That's DeKalb25.com, and you can join us right there every Saturday live. I'm your host, and you'll join me, and maybe some of you haven't had a chance to tune in to see who I am. Well, you can tune in Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. for the very best in gospel videos around the world. Always my pleasure. I want to thank God for the opportunity to reach so many around the world. We are an international network where you can live stream us or even join us on our website at nfiradio.com. All right, let's get back with more music coming up. Top of the hour at 10 a.m. this morning, that awesome preacher, teacher, man of God, he's going to be coming forth with a word of God. Who am I speaking of? I'm speaking of that awesome man of God, Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina. That's coming up at 10 a.m. this morning. You don't want to miss it. And coming up a little later this morning at 11:30 a.m. is also an awesome preacher, teacher, man of God. He's out of Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm speaking of Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 H Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. All that's today, right here, from the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music on a wonderful Sunday, June the 25th, 2023. God bless you, and welcome to the NL5.
Run. Come on and clap those hands. Oh, my Lord. Lord, you know that I'm your child. And I'm doing the best that I can. While my way gets so hard, you know I just don't understand. Oh Lord, I need you to hold my hand. I can't make it without you, Lord. I need you to hold my hand. Y'all come on and clap those hands. As I travel from place to place, many times I'm treated so bad. When I sit and think about, I came as a friend that I never had. Oh, Lord, I need you to hold my hand. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Oh, Lord, I need you. And one more verse right here. Gonna continue to run to Jesus, even if I have to run alone. 'Cause it's my determination to make God's beautiful heaven my home. Oh Lord, I need you to hold my hand right now.
Satisfied with Jesus, well, my soul is satisfied.
Now that's what you call a cappella. That's a cappella music, and those of you know a cappella, you don't use instruments. You just use your voice, and that's going down memory lane. Remember when we used to sit in church and didn't have drums, didn't have keyboard, didn't have any instruments, maybe had some tambourines. Those of you know, they used to sing that a cappella. Well, look, that's going down memory lane for those of you. My soul is satisfied with Jesus. That's the sounds of the Pilgrim Travelers. Yes, the Pilgrim Travelers, and some of you remember them. And, well, look, they are still alive, and we have their music right here. And you can lock in and listen to music like that right here every day, 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We are right at the bottom of the hour, 28 minutes after 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful Sunday, June the 25th, 2023, as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor through songs and the Word of God. All right, well, look, for those of you, somebody said, I want some more just like that, huh? Well, look, we're going to go back down memory lane, but we're going to turn it up just a little bit more. Let's take it to another level. Good morning. You're catching the wave here from the NFI studio.
Yeah. when you say yes.
Yes, Lord.
It is so to express your yes.
Yes, Lord.
You let everybody know. Just lift your hand.
Oh,
you brought me from. I have to praise you with everything I have.
Top of the hour, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, on a wonderful Sunday, June 25th, 2023, as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And those of you know that voice there, huh? Many of you know him as Bishop Durham McFadden and the Singing Disciples. That's right, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And right before that, you heard the sounds of the late, great Margaret Allison and the Angelic Gospel Singers out of Durham, North Carolina. That's right. There's a lot of talent in North Carolina, and those of you, you are truly blessed to hear gospel music like this right here. Every day, 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and you can join us on our website, nfiradio.com, or you can join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network. And those of you, look, if you have a mobile phone, you can dial in and listen with your mobile phone. Simply dial 347-215-8049. Again, that number, 347-215-8049. Now, for those of you, if you go to our website, you're going to see all of the pictures of these awesome men and women of God that join us right here on this network Mondays through Thursdays, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and as well on Sunday. And you also see the information, the time they come on the air, and you can listen to them. And if you choose that maybe you'd miss them on the 8 to 11 time slot, and you want to go back to listen to them, you can always go back to our website and you can play it back and listen to their message or listen to the entire 3 hours of the first 3 hours of every broadcast. So every 3 hours we rotate and we take a break, and you can go back from 8 to 11 and listen to the first program, and you can go from 11 to 2 and listen to the next program, and from 2 to 5 to the next program, and from 5 to 8. So we are broken down every 3 hours in a 3-hour time slot. So you can go back and listen to the broadcast if you miss out on it. And some of you may be on a job or you have some things you're trying to take care of around this town that you're in and going out and leaving home. But you can always listen in once again with your mobile phone. Again, you're catching the wave live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And to God be the glory, we are so grateful that you're locking in. All right, well, look, coming up to top of the hour, please make sure you have your pen and pencil ready, prepared to listen to this awesome man of God as he's come forth teaching and preaching the word of God. And I'm telling you, it just seems like every week as he come forth preaching and teaching the word of God, God is just elevating him, and he's taking the word to another level that you can hear it more clearly as well as to receive it more clearly and then act on it more clearly. Somebody said, work without faith is dead, huh? So you got to have faith in order to do the work. And then once you have the faith to do the work, then you must apply it in your daily life. And there are many people who are truly blessed. Receive the word of God, get the word of God each and every day, Bible study, Sunday school. They go and listen in and listen to these awesome preachers and teachers come forth the word of God and watch them on television. And then when it's time for them to act on it, they sit right there as if they didn't receive it. And when you receive it, there's something on the inside of you bubbles up. It makes you want to run on and tell somebody else about this man we talk about named Jesus. Now, if you are receiving it and your spirit man is being fed the word of God, then, you know, the word itself, the word of God itself, it bubbles up so powerful and strong that you must share and tell somebody else about Jesus. So look, if you are listening today and God has elevated you and anointed you and given you the opportunity with gift to share the word of God, and you're not doing it, you're just being selfish and keeping it to yourself, and I don't need to share with nobody else long as I get it. Well, look, God is love. God didn't have to give his love to us, but he did. Somebody said, I know that's right. All right. God bless you. Thank you for catching the wave. Let's get back with more gospel music. Love you. Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning.
about me.
Talking about me.
Some of them would call themselves sanctified. And they wouldn't
They wouldn't sing it slow like that we do. You know what they'd do? They begin to put their hands together. And then they'd go something like this. Listen. Oh, you know he raised me. He saved me. He kept me. He never left me. Jesus, look at him walk. Right by my side. That's enough. I got him in my walk. Ain't that enough? Got him in the way I sing tonight. Hey, that's enough. Then I got Jesus.
All right, I know, yeah, well, it's time for the Word of God, huh? I don't know if you got Jesus this morning, but I know we can receive a word from the Lord this morning. And now, let's join this awesome preacher, teacher, man of God, here at the top of the hour of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Silas City, North Carolina. Good Sunday morning to you, Pastor Wilson.
Well, good morning to you. God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Today, we are going to Hebrews, the 3rd chapter and the 19th verse. Hebrews 3 and 19. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we thank you now for your Son, Jesus. We thank you, kind Father, for what you've done and what you're about to do. Lord, we're praying on for your Holy Spirit to lead and guide. Have thine way, O Lord, in this place. Somebody here that's listening need a word from the Lord. Somebody here need to be touched. Somebody need to be delivered. Somebody need to be set free. Somebody eyes need to be open to your holy and inspired word. Somebody need to yell out, what must I do to be saved? Somebody right now need to be encouraged, lifted up. Hallelujah. And Lord, anoint and deliver and set free. And in Jesus' name, we pray that your word would go forth in the name of Jesus, and that we would be hearers of the word and also become doers of your word that's spoken today. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that we realize that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Today we're going to Hebrews, the 3rd chapter and the 19th verse. So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. I want to use for a subject, because of your unbelief. Whatever it is that you after, whatever it is you've been requesting and petitioning God for, perhaps you don't have it because of your unbelief. You know, I spend several hours each day on the phone with people experiencing trouble. They're depressed. Some requesting prayer and encouragement. Many are not even members of this church, but those who do not want to discuss their personal business with others, even their own pastor. Too many Christians are operating now as carnal or natural, and their belief is nowhere you would thought it would be, especially when they have been in church most of their life. Some actually inviting Satan and sin into their life with the open door of unbelief. And this is why I talk so much about faith, because the just must live by faith. And without faith, it's going to be impossible to please God. We know that, and that's no secret now. And some live in constant harassment by Satan because they just don't actually serve God. You have a gift and you don't use it. You have a talent, but God doesn't get any of it used for his glory. Pray with me now. Christians don't fully understand the power in the word of God and how the devil operates. See, we've been hearing a lot about it and hearing a lot talking about Satan the devil, but you've never been really taught how he actually operates. No, he's not with a red suit and a pitchfork. And therefore, they're living now in the middle of being bullied and don't realize that they have power and a tool that they can use to stop it. That's right. Didn't say he'll quit, but it can stop what he's trying to do to you. Yes, what it is, some people thinking that they're not worthy or saved enough to operate in the grace of God. Ephesians says, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. It was a gift for Christ at the cross. To who? To each one of us. Not to those in church leaders, but to each one of us, you and I and everyone, grace was given. You know, last Sunday we preached and we talked a lot about what the fathers and the mothers to do, and it was included in the sermon as a strong message and an appeal to the fathers and the mothers about their responsibility to raise and care for their children. That's right. Parents, your job is to be a parent and not a prison guard. Don't treat your children like they in some kind of prison, because Christ died so that we all can have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, you need to teach and train them up which way to go. That's right. You are responsible. But it's not the responsibility of the oldest child, nor the responsibility of the grandparents or the great-grandparents to raise your children. And look at how the whole family unit is being destroyed. Parents are getting destroyed. Children getting destroyed. Grandparents and great-grandparents are getting destroyed when they thought they were at a point where they could really retire and enjoy things of this life. It's not fair. And so you need to get it back together. Parents, mother, father, get in your rightful place, father and mother, and take care of your children as God have ordered you to do. Now listen very carefully. They have already removed the father out of the home, and now they are trying to remove the mother out of the home. It's a trick so that the internet and the world will have open access without any interference to program your children to their use and to their belief. Oh, we all have a mission, and we all have a calling to teach the gospel in all the homes. That's right. We, church, Christians, believers, we all have, that's right, we all have a fight in this fight. Remember now, charity or love starts at home and spread abroad. The gospel and faith need to be visible in everyone's home. And when it is alive and well in your home, your health will become alive and you will become well. When the gospel is alive and well in the home, your funds or your wealth will become alive and well. Oh, when the gospel is alive and well in your home, your relationships will become alive and you will be able to get along with each other well. Tell God thank you. The power of the Holy Ghost. That's right, the Holy Ghost. Somebody need the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost need to be in operation in your home. Oh, stop being embarrassed by the Holy Ghost. Apostle Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentiles." And stop selling the gospel now short of that power. Oh, the gospel without power is not good news, but it's good news because it still has the power. The power to save is still, the gospel has the power to heal. Oh, it still has the power to redeem. Oh, this gospel, what's the gospel? The Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And because he rose, he has all power in his hand. And yes, this gospel, this good news still has the power to restore you, to comfort you, and to guide you. Tell him thank you. Oh, you need to do more than just join us in service each week. You need to take the word and apply it to your life and to your household all next week. It's because it's in the word. Somebody say it's in the word. It's in the word of God. In Matthew, we read last time and you can see today that Jesus took our infirmities and removed or bare them of all our sickness. Tell him thank you again. Jesus cast out evil spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Regardless of your feeling and what you think, somebody need to say out loud that I know these symptoms are not what they say they are or what I may think they are or what I think they mean, because Jesus took my symptoms and disease away at the cross. And that's the word of God. He did. He did. Something coming upon you and you start getting the symptoms, you need to speak to it and rebuke it and say, "Oh no, you're not going to be dead. You're not coming upon me." Because Jesus put the word on it. Because Jesus have removed and bared the sickness. His blood dried up the disease and covered up the symptoms. Hallelujah. Tell the devil and his symptoms to flee. That's right. It's coming from him and not from God. Stop putting it on God, because God is not putting that on you. You're already healed. And that's right. You're already healed. And the devil trying to make you sick. Amen. Tell God thank you. One of the purposes now of the church is for you to hear the word. And now what has happened is the word went no further than some people's head or their intellect. So you need to meditate on the word and get it in your heart. Oh, it may be a good start to memorize the word, but you need to move it from your head to your heart and get it in your soul, so it will be easily available in time of war. Oh, remember now that our warfare is not carnal. We don't fight that way, but we fight with the word of God and bring it down the strongholds with the word of God. Remember now, as an example, remember you in school and you studying for a test. You memorize the notes to pass the test. But unless you get that study, all of that teaching and the chapters and the reading into your heart, or meditate on it and learn it, you can't use it after the test. Oh, you can pass the test and do good, but after that's over with, go back another couple of weeks and seem like it's all gone. Why? You can pass the test, but then what happened is your brain, your mind is designed to get rid of stress. Now you no longer need that stress. You've taken the test and it's over with, and your brain and your mind saw a relief. But unless you meditate on it, unless you learn what it was, it's gone now. Or what happens after church? What do you do next after you leave church each week? Or after you hear the word of God each week? What do you do after you're healed and after you deliver? Then what? You need the word over you the most than you ever had. After you healed, after you delivered, after you see that you're free, because you need to hold fast to your healing. Or you need to keep your deliverance, because the enemy is going to try to snatch it back from you. You have to feed on the word, and you have to continue to develop your faith. Oh, the devil can take advantage of your lack of faith to bring things back on you. See, stop saying it's God teaching you a lesson. It's not God trying to punish you. It is the enemy, and that's after your life. Oh, you need a pastor. You will. You're going to need a pastor. Look at the word pastor and remember the sheep grazes in a pasture. So because the pastor or the shepherd lives in the pasture with the sheep, and so to help you there to in your everyday walk on this earth, you need a pastor somewhere to teach you, just like your children is always being in a school setting, whether it's homeschool or whatever. Why? Because this is part of their development and their safety of life and teaching. Oh, make this part of your spiritual habit to learn something, to be taught something. Make it part of your spiritual habit. Can you go to heaven without going to church? Sure you can. Sure you can. The Bible didn't say you had to go to church to go to heaven. But you have to be saved and believe. But if not, if you don't go to church, if you don't have a pastoral connection, you'll struggle in your Christian life for no reason. Oh, you'll be spiritually weak and vulnerable for the enemy. Jesus gave us preachers for the perfecting, the scripture said, or the maturing of the saints. Matthew said Jesus went about the synagogue or the temple preaching, teaching, and healing. And so if we seek after God, God's world will not fail us. We need to get Christ inside of us, the Holy Spirit, the hope of glory. Well, how to live in this world, preacher? Well, his will, what he said, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so don't allow other folk to create your world. That's what's been happening too many times to too many folk. You have allowed other folk to create and dictate what your world will be. And if you do, then they'll set the rules of your world. Look at our scriptures here now in Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, and let's start at the 7th verse. So as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, that's like his voice, the Holy Spirit is a person, hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. See the children of Israel out there in the wilderness for 40 years. And during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried me, God said, though for 40 years they saw what I did, but their belief seemed like it still wasn't strong. The 10th verse. And that is why I was angry with that generation. And I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. And so God says in the 11th verse, so I declared an oath in my anger. They shall never enter my rest. And so they can did it. They stayed out there, and they all end up dying from generation to generation in that wilderness. Oh, they lived and been merry and belief today and unbelief tomorrow, and they all died, and they could not enter the promised land. The 12th verse, see to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you, as a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Did you see that? Unbelief is a sin. Unbelief is a sin. The 13th verse, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very, very end. And he went on to say, as has just been said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. And you know, today, too many Christians have hardened their heart. You can't tell them anything, and I don't care what it is, they won't believe it, and seem like their hearts are hardened, and you can't put anything else in it. They have a one-track mind. They have already been hypnotized and programmed to believe whatever they want to believe, and you cannot do anything with them. The 16th verse, who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter the rest, if not to those who disobeyed? And so we see they were not able to enter belief. Look at that 19th verse. It closes out the chapter by saying, so we see now that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. And what is it today? What's holding you up? Why can't you enter the day of rest? Why can't you have peace? What is it? Is it because of your unbelief? What is it? As you can see, faith is not based on what you understand. You're going to have faith. If you think you're going to believe, then you're going to have to start off with faith. Faith is not based on what you see or think. Faith is a choice. Oh, you choose to believe. See, people say, well, you know what? I can't believe that. You can tell them something and say, I can't believe that. Yes, you can believe whatever it was. You should say, I chose not to believe that. And in our text, we see that these people here, these children of Israel, chose not to believe, and it cost them the promised land. Oh, what promised land is your unbelief costing you today? Stay with me now. What is it costing you? What your unbelief, you won't have the faith. What is it costing you? It wasn't the giants in the scripture or the military force they saw that kept the children of Israel out of the promised land. And just like today, it is not your lack of education. Don't hold on to that. It's not because you're not the right person, because you don't have enough money, or you wasn't born into the right family. It is your unbelief that's holding you up. It's not the spirit of knowledge, not the spirit of education, but it says it is, you got to have spirit of faith. Amen. It is your choice to make. You can continue to be the victim, or you can choose right now today to be victorious in Christ Jesus. And I don't know about you. Somebody need to yell out and say, I choose to trust God. I choose to believe in his word. And I choose to believe and look at it, because in the beginning, what did it say? God. God. And that's where you need to rest in. That's where you need to hang your hat. In the beginning, God, they could not enter the promised land because of their unbelief. Let me pray for you now. Is there one right now who yell out, I believe in Jesus. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Be the Lord over my mind, body, and soul. Take over my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to follow you. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins, creating me a clean heart, and renew the right spirit in me. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross, and I believe that you rose again and have all power in coming again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Let me pray for you now. May the peace of God be with you. Hallelujah. That your body be healed and whole again in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blinded eyes are open right now. Have faith. Believe right now in the name of Jesus. See yourself. See your eyes open. See you seeing things that you couldn't see before. In the name of Jesus. Walk. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Get off your bed of affliction. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See yourself whole. Say, I am healed. I am whole. And I'm going to see the manifestation of it. Hallelujah. Somebody need to yell out right now. Yes, although I might not see it all now, but I know it have already happened for me right now. In the name of Jesus. Stand on the word. Stand on the promise of God. Stand right now, because hallelujah, his word is true. Hallelujah. Fret not thyself because of evildoers or workers of iniquity, for they're soon going to be cut down and wither away. Trust in the Lord with all your mind and heart, in the name of Jesus, with your soul. Hallelujah. I declare and I decree, hallelujah, and you are to accept yourself to be healed, whole, delivered, made free, and prosperous right now, the head and not the tail, in Jesus' name, that you're going in and going out is blessed, and that your bones going to be filled with good health, and you're going to prosper, because the word of God said that you will, that God said that I knew you at the beginning, and the plans that I have for you is good and not to harm you. And I'm standing on it. Hallelujah. Tell God, thank you. I'm standing on your word. And yes, Lord, I believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, go to our website, truecommunitychurch.com, or write to us at Post Office Box 158, Silas City, North Carolina, and the zip code is 27344. And if you like to give through the Easy Tithe app, then you can give it that way. Go to our website and it'll tell you how to do that way. Don't forget, communion is next Sunday. I'm Pastor Wilson for True Community Church, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord.
What a powerful word. Pastor Wilson, God bless you. May the blessing of the Lord continually richen your spirit man, as well as wisdom, knowledge, and to bring forth the word of God. We really thank you so much for that word on today, speaking about faith and unbelief. What a powerful word. Jesus is Lord. God bless you, Pastor Wilson. Be sure to tune in with him right here every Sunday at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, next Sunday is Communion Sunday. For those of you who would love to join in, make sure you have all of that you need to have prepared. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Wilson, pastor of the True Community Church, Silas City, North Carolina. Thank you.
if I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just
wave. He's been good, good to me. Kept me out of danger when danger was around me.
If I
couldn't say one word, say one word,
oh, I'll just wave my hand.
If I can say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
I'm talking about me. He been good. To me, I just can't forget what he did at Calvary.
If I
couldn't say one word,
yeah, I'll just
wave
my hand.
Couldn't have done what you did. When you went to Calvary, you shed your blood. You shed it for me. That's why I'm standing here on your word. I know your word will forever stand.
If I
couldn't say one word, yeah,
I'll wave my hand.
Oh,
I'll just wave my hand.
You've been good to me,
Jesus.
Kept me a long time. And you're still keeping me now. I want to thank you, because you've been good to me, Lord. You've been good to me, Lord. A lot of times that's all we can do is
just
wait. I remember back in 1995, I like to lost my mama. But ain't God good, y'all? Ain't God good, y'all? They thought my mama was dead, but mama wasn't dead.
My
uncle called me on the phone. He said, "Now, Patrick, your mama doing just fine. See, I ain't nothing but a mama's boy. I love my mama. My mama been good to me. See, I can't talk about none of y'all out there, but my mama been good to me. The doctor said my mama gonna have to stay in a wheelchair for 6 long months. But my mama rose up out of that wheelchair at only 3 months. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Ain't God good? When he woke me up this morning, all I did was wave my hand. When he put food on my table, all I did was wave my hand. When he put a roof over my head, all I could do is that.
If I
couldn't say.
give God some praise up in this house. They bless somebody else. Instead of us talking about one another, we ought to go down on our knees and ask God to bless somebody else. And he'll turn around and bless you. Let's
to know that we still need. Wait a minute, wait a minute. We still need. Nothing but good. And look like every time you try to do good, somebody there trying to pull you back down. I don't understand why everybody thinks they ought to be on the top. I stop by to tell you, it's not good up there. But if you can stay low, y'all don't hear me. The Bible said low and away to the upper. You tell them we still need Jesus. You know what? I've never seen so many sick folks in all the days of my life. It makes me feel like time is not long before Jesus is coming back again. With me, say, that mean it. Just make sure you mean it when you. Is anybody got some problems in your life right now? Let me tell you, tonight is a good night. You just raise up your hand and tell God how you really feel. Keep on blessing over and over, and you still won't treat your fellow man right. Cause I already know who made a way for me.
And sometimes I just have to steal away all by myself. Get down on my knees. I just tell God, I still need you, Jesus.
All right, at 10 minutes before the top of the hour of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful Sunday, June the 25th, 2023, and you're catching the wave live from the NFI studios. That's the sounds of the Gospel Four, leading that Brother George Dean, and they are now formerly G4. That's Brother George Dean of the Gospel Four, and now formerly G4. We got more coming your way right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia, as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we want to thank all of you far and near around the world for catching the wave. Look, I want to remind you, you heard me speak of DeKalb, Georgia, as well as Raleigh, North Carolina. Yes, we want to invite you to join us on our television broadcast every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25. Now, you can live stream us every Saturday anywhere around the world, out of state, or if you're out of the state, or even overseas, you can join us. Simply join us on the live stream channel. That's DeKalb25.com. That's DeKalb25.com. Again, you can join us, live stream us at DeKalb25.com, where you can catch the very best in gospel videos around the world, the old, the new, all just for you. And we are so grateful to bring to you the very best in gospel music. I'll be right there hosting the program and giving God all the praise and thanks for what he's doing and what he's about to do, not only in our lives, but in your life as well. Look, thank you so much. We love you. Thank you for your support, those of you that email us, and those of you even call us. We appreciate that. And if you'd like to leave a comment, go to our website. And there on the left corner, you'll see where it says in the left corner, comments. And you can leave a comment to let us know if you're enjoying the broadcast, if you're enjoying these awesome pastors. And if you have a pastor that you enjoy every Sunday or Monday through Thursday, then go in the comment section on our website, nfiradio.com, and leave a comment. I know they will be glad to hear from you, to let them know that you're locking in and tuning in each week. God bless you. Let's get back with more great gospel music. Again, thank you so much. We love you and appreciate all that you're doing to let the others know to lock in to the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Every morning when I wake, I thank him for the breath I freely take. And he never overtaxes me. All he asks is sincerity. And yet
clothes and train. Fix by me through thick and through thin. I give him praise and glory for he's been so kind and sweet. And I want to thank him for all he's done for me. Oh, thank him for all he's done for me. Now when I lay me down to sleep, surely I know that he's keeping me, and he will never ever leave my side. Under his wing is where I'll abide. Though I don't always give him my best, he's never shown in his faithfulness. Now I just can't let a day get away, without giving him glory and praise. And I want to thank him for all he's done for me. Oh,
thank him.
Thank him.
Thank him.
Thank him.
Thank
him.
Thank him.
Thank him.
Thank
him.
Thank
him.
Thank him.
And I want to thank him for all he's done for me. Oh, 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 thank him for all he's done for me.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in Quartet Music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through yeah.